it's hump day. So why does it feel like frump day? Are you barely making it through the week with no energy to speak of? That's all about to change. Welcome to Transforming Health with Brad King. Get ready to live with the vitality, youthfulness, and abundant energy you've always dreamed of. Now, here's your host, Brad.
Welcome, everyone, to Transforming Health. We've got a fantastic show for you today. Why are so many people sailing at half-mast these days, and how many of these people have been living this way for so long that they don't even remember what optimal health and vitality even feels like anymore? Too many individuals suffer from a condition of acceptance. They are guilty of accepting their less-than-healthy status as the way it is. Unfortunately, for the majority of them, they really don't know any other way to be. Well, not anymore. Welcome to Transforming Health. I'm Brad King, your host, and this is the platform that helps change lives one body at a time. Before we get started on today's show, I really do want to mention, because I haven't mentioned this before, when you get a chance, please go into my website, www.awakenyourbody.com, www.awakenyourbody.com, and follow me on Twitter, follow me on Facebook. We're going to be giving away some absolutely incredible prizes to those of you who do start to follow me on Twitter and Facebook, and we're going to have a lot of fun in the process. And, you know, they're going to be free prizes in the form of a lot of the products that I develop for the industry. So we're going to try to change as many lives in the process of also having fun, because really that's what it's about. It's about laughing more. It's about really not taking yourself as seriously as you normally do, because let's face it, there's not a lot of happy people walking around this planet anymore. Let's try to put a little more smiles on other people's faces, but let's start with our own. Today's show is all about the power of the mind. One of my favorite poets of all time was Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, and he said, "Whatever you can do or dream you can, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it." If you've ever doubted the power of your mind, I think you'll be amazed by what you're about to learn today. So get your pens out, get a piece of paper out. You're going to want to take some notes with today's guest. The late Dr. Maxwell Maltz, one of the most widely known and highly regarded plastic surgeons of our time, once wrote in his mega best-selling book, Psycho-Cybernetics, "When you change a man's face, you almost invariably change his future." But this change occurs on a much deeper level than mere cosmetics. The change also occurs in personality, behavior, and sometimes even basic talents and abilities. Dr. Maltz noted that some patients, no matter how physically altered through surgery, show no change at all in their personality. It's as if nothing at all had changed, and that in their minds, they still remain scarred or ugly. Dr. Maltz later went on to discover that a person's self-image, or the true way in which the individual perceives themselves, is really the key to a person's personality and their overall behavior. Someone very intelligent once said, "Within you right now is the power to do things you never dreamed possible. This power becomes available to you just as you can change your beliefs." Let's use exercise as an example. If you plan to change the way you look, the way you feel, and perform, well, proper exercise is no longer an option. But unfortunately, 50% of the people that start an exercise program in the new year, for instance, quit during the first 6 months. So could it be that the 50% who quit don't have enough self-belief? Well, a study that was published in the journals of gerontology indicates that how you think in terms of what exercise, say, can or can't do for you will absolutely determine how well exercise will work for you in the long run. In other words, believe and act as if it were impossible to fail. Of course, exercise is just one example of many that we can use, but positive belief patterns are what the majority of us humans thrive on. And what we truly need is to stop merely existing. We need to start living a life of abundance. But in order to achieve this incredible life, we must first change how we perceive ourselves and obviously our surroundings. Today's guest says that weight loss is actually easy if you want it to be. If you are ready to lose weight for life, well, she will help you make that your reality today on Transforming Health. She is a licensed psychotherapist and the author of Life is Mental, Think Thin to Live Thin, the simple solution for addressing the mental aspect of weight loss. Since 1994, she has worked with people to create significant changes in their life, including increased overall physical health by teaching the appropriate uses of cognitive behavioral techniques for healthy living. So I want to welcome Kelly Stallings to Transforming Health. Kelly, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm so excited to be your guest today.
Well, and I'm really excited to start delving into this because you and I had a little conversation before we came on the air here, and I was telling you about some of my background in obesity, and I've written quite a few books on the subject. So this is a very fascinating subject for me, and you can never know enough about how the human body operates, especially when it comes to our metabolism. And when you look around us, at least here in North America, we're talking about 3/4 of the population that are over fat. I really don't like to call these individuals overweight because I think we need to put into perspective where the majority of that weight is coming from. And I think the majority of people, unfortunately, go on these ridiculous programs that we call fad diets that make them, in the long run, really nothing more than smaller but fatter versions of their former selves. And one of the things I want to talk about right off the bat, and I like to really find out where all of this came about, many of the principles that you discuss in your book, you've actually applied to your own life. So what made you want to write a book about weight loss really coming from this so-called mental perspective?
Well, in my opinion, this is the missing piece. Historically, you've seen the fad diets that you've already mentioned, exercise programs. The approaches to losing weight seem to be focused on either calories or exercise. But belief is at the core of success, and you mentioned that in your opening, that if we don't address our thoughts and our habitual behaviors and make a modification at the mental level, then all of these other plans are just short-term experiences for us because we really didn't make a lifelong change. We didn't change our belief system. We didn't change the beliefs that we have about ourselves, about food, about activity. We've just committed temporarily to some program that we might see some modest results with, but they're not going to be long-term because we didn't really make that major change. Everyone that I have ever spoken to in the years that I've been working in this field, everyone acknowledges there's a mental component to weight management. I have yet to see a simple solution to that mental component out there so that people can really address that and make a change. And that's what I hope to contribute. I hope to help people in that regard with my simple formula.
So yours is the formula that you believe is the so-called missing link with these people that haven't been truly successful in their so-called weight loss, regimens or any of the plans that they've actually put together so far.
Exactly. My little formula is really simplistic. It makes common sense, and I help people put that into common practice just by the structure of the book. Changing your cognitions, changing your behaviors, and making behaviors more beneficial and habitual to serve what your goal is, that starts with your thinking. And so I help people really stop and take a look at their thinking, really start managing their thoughts and creating more effective thoughts so that all of these other plans can be more effective long term.
Because here's something interesting, and I mean, we hear about these things, but we kind of just shove them over to the side, or we kind of just sweep them out of our minds every once in a while. A lot of us watch these reality shows, and The Biggest Loser. I just had trainer from The Biggest Loser on last week, Kim Lyons. And what I didn't discuss on air, and what is common knowledge, if you're willing to do a little bit of research, is a lot of these people that lose tremendous amounts of weight, and they're in the public eye. All of a sudden, we don't hear about them anymore, but then if you do the research, these people very often gain back all the weight and sometimes an extra few pounds for what I call insurance purposes. And so my question to you is, obviously, people are never successful on one diet. They're always on 10, 20, 30, whatever, however many diets they're on at that present time. And statistics show that 1/3 of women at any one given time could be found either starting or just finishing the latest diet. So obviously, if diets worked, they'd be successful and they wouldn't even be on their second diet. Do you think it all starts because they never changed the mental aspect of why they were fat in the first place?
I think that is exactly why they don't work. I think that everyone at this point is looking for that quick fix. We're such an instant gratification society. I mean, with, you know, the internet at everyone's fingertips now, information is so readily available. We're used to getting what we want immediately. And so putting forth a little bit of effort to make those changes to, you know, seem like an effort that people don't want to spend time doing when they could just believe the hype of the newest fad diet and they're going to lose 30 pounds in 30 days.
Do you think it's because we're lazy?
I definitely think we're lazy.
Let's just say it as it is, right?
Exactly. But I also think that's a byproduct of our instant gratification society.
Right. And you know, it's almost as if, because this is what these, you know, the diet industry is really set for failure. I mean, you know, that's just the way it is. Let's face it, 99% of it is set for failure. And they're looking for the quick fixes. It's a lifelong problem, but we don't want to look at it that way. And it's almost as if people go to bed thin, or at least they think they go to bed thin. They wake up one morning, they're magically fat, they start to panic, they look at the back of a magazine or watch the latest ad, and they want the greatest results in the least amount of time, and they don't want to work for it.
Yes. Yes.
So we have to change our mind. Here's a question for you. The difference between can and cannot, there's only three letters in the difference, three letters that determine our life's overall direction. So why do you think so many people live on the cannot end of things?
I think that that is something that we just kind of continue to perpetuate with each, you know, new generation of people. I mean, if you think about it, we hear the word no so many more times than we hear the word yes when we're forming in our formative years. So no becomes almost a default. You know, that negative thinking becomes almost a default. Our news tends to be, you know, dramatic and negative. And so most of the media that we're taking in, unfortunately, is not upbeat and positive. Well, if that's what you're taking in on a regular basis, it's really a challenge. You have to make a conscious effort to live in the can instead of the cannot.
So it's basically a program. We're born with this program. I mean, let's face it, when we're kids, we can do anything. We can be anything. I mean, we play all the time. We imagine. You know, we build little forts. Girls play with Barbies. Guys play with Kens. You know, and we go and we create these worlds of imagination, and then somewhere along the line, someone says, what are you doing? You can't do that anymore. You need to grow up and understand that you can't be whatever you want to be. And we start to believe it. I mean, do you think that's where it starts? Does it start at home? Or does it start somewhere where a stranger tells us that we're not as good as we, you know, hope to be?
You know, it's my opinion that our strongest influence does come from our caregivers and from our home environment, because typically we're spending the majority of our time in that environment. We have an automatic trust with the people in that environment, and so I think they have the strongest influence on us. Now, certainly, you know, other influences in our lives can help us choose a different path, you know, as we get older, to make our own choices. And, you know, there's always positive options available if people want that. You know, if they want to change, if they want to feel happy, and sometimes it takes someone feeling pretty miserable and hitting rock bottom of sorts to say, I'm done, I need to have a better life, and really to start actively seeking out positive information, positive training, so that they can make changes in their life.
And there's so much negativity. I mean, the majority of our thoughts are obviously very negative, which is why we surround ourselves with so much stress, which is so debilitating. And by the way, one of the major reasons why we're so overfat in this society, when we come back, you know, it's one thing to talk about the power of positive thinking. It's another thing to apply that. Many of us don't know what to do, where to start. And Kelly, I want to talk about that as soon as we get back. Kelly Stalling, psychotherapist. The book is Life is Mental. You need to think thin to live thin. I'm Brad King. This is Transforming Health, and we will be right back.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Did you know that the environment may play an ever-increasing role in a sluggish metabolism, which can lead to reduced energy and weight gain? The good news is that the Ultimate Her Energy and Ultimate Male Energy can help combat these negative effects. Please visit www.awakenyourbody.com to find out how you can once again look, feel, and perform in a youthful manner.
Mark your calendar and set an alarm so you do not miss the highly acclaimed talk show, Holistic Living with Tina Marie and Todd Allen. Tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central, and 10 a.m. Pacific for inspirational, oftentimes edgy discussions on all that life brings our way, with celebrity guests, world-famous authors, and everyday people dedicated to sharing positive, uplifting messages. Tina Marie and Todd Allen bring you the very best in talk radio discussions, guaranteed to make you smile.
Hi, this is Dr. Vijaya Nair. Together with my dear friend Dr. Howard Piper, we are hosting our own show called Kiss Your Life Hello. We are two internationally recognized experts, researchers, authors, and health advocates in holistic medicine and counseling. We promise you a fantastic show with interesting guest experts to educate and entertain you with the latest information on mind, body, and spirit wellness. Join us on Wednesdays at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. See you there.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
Hey, welcome back to Transforming Health. I'm Brad King, and we are talking about the power of the mind, positive thinking, how to apply these principles to your life to really allow you to get into the best shape of your life. And starting today, don't put these things off anymore. Too many people do that. I have that cruise coming up, or I have that high school reunion coming up, or I have that special date coming up. And, you know, there's no point in actually acting until I'm ready to perform whatever it is I need to perform. But we have to understand that life doesn't wait around for us, and we really do need to apply whatever it is we want to apply to our lives, but we need to start today. We've got to stop procrastinating because it really is nobody's friend. In order to become wealthy, I mean, you can't simply sit back and watch your bank account grow. Your life doesn't happen that way. The same can be said for a lean, healthy body. I mean, it takes an investment. You need water. You need proper foods. You need rest, a well-designed exercise program. And last but not least, you need a positive mindset, all of which needs to be consistently applied in order for the body to adapt in a positive manner. But many of you have heard about the power of positive thinking, but really, how many of you have ever tried to apply it to your own life? Our lives are constantly plagued by events that are often less than positive. I mean, all you have to do is look at the front page of any newspaper, or for that matter, turn on any news channel, and no matter how great you're feeling, well, your attitude is going to be tested. In order to realize your goals in a reasonable time frame, it is essential for you to apply a positive mental attitude to your life. Myriad research confirms that the power of a positive mindset in achieving optimal health is real. For instance, researchers from the University of Wisconsin discovered that when people exhibit negative emotions, their immune response is weakened. They get sick that much easier. Most everyone has heard of something called the placebo effect, which is a measurable or experienced improvement in health that's not attributed to the actual treatment. Scientists have always believed that the placebo effect was solely psychological. However, according to newer research, the placebo effect may actually be both physical as well as psychological, because studies indicate that individuals who truly expect a benefit from medication can trigger the exact same pain-reducing pathways that the real medication triggers, and sometimes even more. The placebo effect is also even more powerful when the person applying it, such as the doctor in this case, believes in the medication and the treatment as well. because we thrive off of that energy. Can the way we think help us achieve our fat loss goals? Well, today's guest says definitely. Her book and trainings have been featured on several television news shows, radio shows, popular magazines like American Baby and Success for Women. She's a dynamic speaker who's known for her ability to quickly engage any audience and in the process put them at ease with her warm, no-fluff personality. And once again, the author of Life is Mental, The Simple Solution for Addressing the Mental Aspect of Weight Loss. Welcome back to Transforming Health, Kelly Stallings. So, Kelly, positive thoughts. I mean, you know, we hear about these things. People, you receive emails with, you know, all of these cute quotes about the power of positive thinking. But let's face it, they're not enough on their own. We all want to think positively, but very few of us actually apply that. There has to be positive feelings and positive actions that accompany these thoughts. So how do you teach people to create the right actions that actually become their habits and hopefully eventually their characters?
Well, initially, I really want people to identify their negative thinking, the mean things that they're saying to themselves automatically, constantly. And at this point, it's so routine for people that they don't even recognize how frequently they're saying mean things to themselves. And so I teach a few techniques to help them really identify that first, so that that gives them that eye-opening experience. And then we move into modifying that self-talk into something that is positive, that's going to boost their self-esteem, that's going to push them towards success. It's just like coaching. You know, a coach that has love and positivity in what he says and what she says gets their team moving and engaged that much faster. You see so much more from someone who has been coached with positivity and love versus someone who's been coached with harshness.
What about those individuals, though, Kelly, that you hear about these people that have come from nothing and they've created, you know, such abundance within their lives, and whether it's abundance in every single area, we don't know, but certainly monetary abundance, and they talk about being driven by someone in their family, a father, a mother, that maybe didn't rear them that way with positive energy. Maybe they told them they were never good enough. You know, oh, you can't do that. Oh, that person's always doing better than you. Oh, you know, sure, you're successful. There's always more people successful than you. And the people, kept striving to do that much better just to prove within themselves that they weren't like that person was telling them. What do you say to those people? Because obviously it's better to have positive energy and upbringing, but certainly there are some people that are driven by some of that negative energy as well, aren't there?
Yes, and I would equate that with being kind of hitting rock bottom. When you get to that place where you know you don't want to be there anymore, you know that's not how you want to be, and you want to be, feel happier, you want to be successful, you can do more than people believe in you. Some people can get there quicker than others, and it's like you just said, it's motivated by someone influential in their life that is not so positive. And so what that does is drive them to a positive place. And you know, that however you get there, it's, you know, whatever your powerful motivator is, feel blessed by that because it's getting you to where you need to be.
So you can also be motivated by the negative ramifications of not, you know, not trying to get ahead in life.
I think definitely you can. I've never read any studies or, you know, any kind of literature that talks about the statistics on that. My gut feeling, my guess is that that's not the popular mode. but I think that those are kind of those star personalities to begin with, and so they got to that place of wanting to be different and have a different life quicker than maybe other people that were in similar situations.
I always admire people that identify that within themselves, because, you know, it's beautiful to have a perfect upbringing. We don't hear a lot of those stories anymore about, you know, people that have just had, you know, the most inspiring life. I mean, we make movies out of those people because we all want to emulate them, but at the same time, you know, how do these people that don't have such a positive upbringing, how do they recognize that greatness within themselves in order to, apply it to their lives, to make their lives great?
Well, I definitely think that they find other influences, outside influences. For a lot of people, it could be, you know, in academics, maybe a teacher that really, you know, gave them positive strokes and gave them feedback that maybe they weren't getting at home. And that person was someone they respected. They thought highly of their opinion, and so that person mattered. And for to get these, you know, positive strokes from a person that matters really kind of gets you started on that path, because now you have something to believe in because your teacher mentioned that. Or
right.
It could be, you know, someone in your church, or it could even be maybe a media person that you really relate to or you really connect with for whatever reason. Again, if they're giving, you know, general positive information and they're empowering with their communication and the compassion that you see via the media, that could also be something that you want to emulate. And so you're motivated to move down that positive path because you're emulating this person that you really want to be like.
I like that. I think that's a very important thing to aspire to find that big brother, that big sister, that person that motivates you that you want to be like, because, you know, we all need examples to follow, and sometimes we don't have those within our very own family, so we need to identify those. And speaking about identifying these things, you had mentioned that you teach people, and in your book you talk about identifying the negative thinking, because obviously you've got to know where the problem exists first. So can you share some of that with the audience? How do you teach the average person to identify negative thought patterns?
This is such a basic technique. I believe it's underutilized. I think we're so quick to dismiss simple things because we think life has to be hard. Simple works, and simple works long term. So the first thing I ask people to do is identify some sort of bracelet or band, even a rubber band, that they are going to utilize as a wristband for 30 days. They begin with the band on the hand that they write with. That way you always know where to put it in the morning when, you know, start your band on the hand that you write with, so you know how to get started in the morning. Every single time you have a negative thought, you move the band to the opposite wrist. Now, in the very beginning, people are usually commenting on how frequently they're moving the band back and forth. And
yeah.
It, because you have the behavior that is now associated with the thought that you're searching for, you're recognizing very quickly just how negative your thinking is. And now you're starting to, you know, recognize what are the things that you're saying to yourself repetitively? So that way, we're now finding what those really strong negative triggers are in your mind, and it makes it a lot easier then to turn those around, create positive statements that are, you know, directly related to the negative statement, because we really want to turn that particular thought around, and you're incorporating the positive thought. So now that when you're moving the band, not only are you moving it, but you're restating that negative statement into a positive.
Very interesting.
In the course of 30 days, the goal, obviously, is that you move the band less and less to, you know, to the day where you wear the band on one wrist all day long for a few weeks at a time.
And if you're a man, you've basically worn off all the hair on both wrists.
That is very true. There's some side effects here.
There you go. Let's hold on to that thought. I want to come back, and I want you to share a few more of these ways in which we can identify our negative thinking, because this just becomes our program. You know, like you said at the beginning, I don't even think the majority of people realize when, you know, every single time they're thinking negatively and creating that stressful response and keeping themselves, you know, from achieving what that beautiful life of abundance that everybody obviously deserves to achieve. But I think, you know, for the most part, we really are responsible for keeping ourselves down. You're listening to Transforming Health with Brad King. My guest today is psychotherapist Kelly Stallings. And we're talking about the power of the mind in helping us achieve our optimal weight or fat loss goals. Life is mental. Think thin to live thin. Please go into www.awakenyourbody.com. And follow me on both Twitter and Facebook. We're going to be giving away some absolutely incredible prizes. And we will be right back after these messages.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you in pain? Do you want more energy? A stronger immune system? Rarely does nature reveal a therapeutic agent so incredible that medical researchers and the people who try it are astounded by its health-enhancing benefits. Introducing Leaf Source, a mineral product that is derived from a 100% natural, organic, prehistoric seabed deposit. To find out how Leaf Source can help you, visit www.leafsource.com.
Ask Theo Live is talk radio like you've never heard before. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and her co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live Talk Radio. Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. Are you ready to get freed up? Join Dr. Jennifer Freed, one of America's leading psychological thinkers, for a groundbreaking program with fascinating guests and full participation from you. Freed Up will explore topics like liberation in long-term relationships, parenting in the 21st century, comfort in stressful times, and much more. Tune in to Freed Up every Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel, and wake up to the heartbeat of your life.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back to Transforming Health. I'm Brad King, and we're talking about the power of the mind in helping people achieve their weight loss goals. You know, I often get asked if there was one step, one simple step that I could share about achieving lifelong fat loss, what would it be? And, you know, obviously it's a multifactorial process, but my reply usually is you have to, number one, make the decision to change. You do have to believe in yourself, and you have to implement the necessary strategy to get you in the shape that you desire to be in. How many times have you said to yourself, oh, this time I'm serious, I'm going to follow a healthy eating plan, or I'm starting to exercise tomorrow, because it's never today, only to find yourself doing the exact same thing that you've always done. We're going to put it off for another day. And the fact is, for most, procrastination is that friend that nobody likes and nobody wants to be around and we can all do without. You can have the greatest diet ever invented, designed specifically for your personal, individual biochemistry, one that incorporates all your favorite foods, or a surefire exercise program that will help you reach your goals in the shortest amount of time. But if you never implement these incredible tools, then really, what good are they? Tony Robbins once said that using the power of decision gives you the capacity to get past any excuse to change any and every part of your life in an instant. Today's guest says weight loss is easy if you want it to be. If you're ready to lose weight for life, she's going to help you get there in the least amount of time. She really will help you make this a reality. She is a licensed psychotherapist, the author of Life is Mental, Think Thin to Live Thin, The Simple Solution for Addressing the Mental Aspect of Weight Loss. And since 1994, she's worked with people to create significant changes in their life, including increased overall physical health by teaching the appropriate uses of cognitive behavioral techniques for healthy living. So once again, Kelly Stallings, welcome back to Transforming Health. Before we went to the last break, you were talking about how to identify our negative thinking patterns in order to obviously create a more positive self-expression. And, you know, the first thing that you said was taking some kind of a band, an elastic band, and putting it on the wrist that you write with, and every time you have that negative thought, and correct me if I'm wrong here, transfer it to the opposite wrist, and you do this for a 30-day period. And I found that very interesting because it kind of, it just changes your overall program. And, you know, we had Dr. Pat Basile on the show, and she was on the show a few weeks ago, and she was talking about how many of us obviously have these negative thought patterns, and we allow ourselves to really get over-involved in whatever situation we're in. For instance, somebody cuts you off in traffic, and you just lose it. You know, you try to go after the person. I mean, that's why we have things like road rage. But she said something very interesting. She said, the next time that happens, look up for a split second, take a deep breath, let out a laugh if you want, or just smile. And she said that breaks the overall pattern. And I love things that break the pattern, because so many of us have these really negative patterns that we associate our overall lives with. So I want you to continue on that process for people. That we've got the wristband. What else can my listeners do in order to really change their negative thinking?
And let me reinforce quickly one thing that you just said about breaking the pattern. That is key to making a change, because any break in the pattern allows us to recognize that there's a pattern and make a different decision moving forward. So think about all of the things that I'm sharing as breaking your pattern, so that that way you can see this is a great opportunity to take a different direction, take a right instead of a left.
Okay.
So we talked about moving the bracelet back and forth between your wrists, and that is a great behavioral technique to really visually show you how frequently you're saying negative things that is really holding you back from reaching your successful goal. Another way of identifying these negative thoughts is through journaling. And I believe journaling should be something easy, so that people don't feel like they're carrying a journal around with them constantly, you know, making notes every 5 minutes. At the end of the day, end your day by thinking about what your day was like, and then jot down the different negative thoughts that kept coming to mind, or maybe that, you know, you had certain experiences that led you to have some negative thinking, but don't write them down in their negative tense. Change it and write them in a positive form. You don't want to give that negative thought more power by now writing it down so that you can keep reading it, because that reinforces the negativity.
Kelly, but just give us a quick example of what you're talking about there.
So you have an experience during the day, and you feel like maybe you didn't answer a client the right way, and the decision to purchase your service maybe didn't go as planned, and so you start saying negative things about your sales skills. You know, I'm a poor salesperson. I really mess that up. I always say the wrong thing. And so those are the kinds of records, basically, that we're playing for ourselves. And when you identify that, you want to write down that in the positive sense. So in your journal that evening, you'd be thinking about this experience during the day, but you'd be writing down, I'm a fantastic salesperson. The right words always seem to just flow right out of my mouth. I always say the right things. Clients love me. I close 100% of my deals. So essentially what you're writing down is what you want to reinforce, but you're not doing it. This really allows you to then have that as a record, because you're going to naturally flip through your journal if you, you know, commit to doing this on a nightly basis. And, you know, maybe you just do it 5 days a week. Don't get crazy with it. Just start incorporating it into your life, because whatever action you take, is you're going to see benefit, which is then going to result in taking more action.
So act as if you've already achieved it.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. So now that you've identified the positive form of the negative statements that you've been saying, you really want to reinforce that. And a great way of doing it is mirror talk. And I love this, because you can't do it without giggling. And the majority of the time, people want to blow this idea off. And it kills me, because how frequently are you saying negative things to yourself and you don't think that's weird, strange, it doesn't make you giggle? That seems totally normal, right, for a lot of people?
Yeah.
So if you think about that, how sad is it that we would laugh, giggle, or feel silly about saying positive, loving things to ourselves?
And we're doing, you know, this in a mirror.
Exactly. Okay. So it has power in the mirror. And the reason it has power in the mirror is because you're eye to eye with yourself. So you're looking at yourself and you're telling your reflection the positive things that you've got in your journal that you've now started recognizing, you know, you need to reinforce. And there, remember, the opposite of the regular negative statements you've been saying. So you're coaching yourself to be more positive every single day. And if you start your day like that, that's a great way of feeling empowered when you leave home.
So how long would somebody do this? They wake up in the morning, they go to their mirror, and how long do they, do they positively reinforce themselves in the mirror?
You know, if you give yourself a minute or two every morning, you're going to see benefit. And make it a regular habit. And this is something that's pretty portable, because if you've got a big, you know, meeting, and let's say you're nervous about it and you're prepared and you're going to see this big client, you're so excited about it, but you start feeling nervous and you start having a little bit of negative thinking right before your appointment, pop into, you know, the nearest bathroom and close yourself off and do this exercise really quickly in the mirror, because you're going to get that immediate boost from that experience. So you don't have to just do it at home. It works everywhere. But for most people, you know, it's not something you want to pop into a public restroom and start doing when there's a lot of people in the bathroom.
Well, that would cause you to giggle, though, and the people that are around you as well.
It definitely would giggle.
So, for example, and I think it's important to, you know, really get into the details of this, because believe it or not, people don't think of these things. You know, when you say, hey, talk positively to yourself in a mirror, people talk almost, they don't talk as if it's a reality. They say, oh, I want to feel fantastic. Oh, I'm going to have a good day. Should you not be saying, I feel fantastic?
Yes.
I'm having a great day. I mean, should you not? So you should be acting as if it's already occurring.
Yes, exactly. Oh. Just like what you would have written in your journal. So everything that you write down, it's as if it's already occurred. Because remember, it's the exact opposite of the negative statements we're telling ourselves. And when we say negative things, we're saying it as if it's already true. So you're mirroring that into a positive statement.
Okay. Now, one of the things that we need to talk about here are obviously, we have to talk about diet. And when I say diet, I'm not talking about going on a diet. I'm talking about the foods that we put into our mouths. Because, you know, they really do have an impact on how much fat we gain, how much muscle we hold on to, how much energy we have. You know, we turn over, replace, replenish all these cells every day because of the fuels that we decide to obviously introduce into our systems. And you talk about so many people in your book quitting eating their favorite foods because, you know, they feel, oh, I'm on a diet, I can't eat that, I've got to stay away from obviously all the sweets and all the carbohydrates and whatever kind of diet they're on. But you say that people don't really have to deprive themselves, or maybe they even shouldn't deprive themselves. So for all the people that are listening that haven't had a piece of cake in, you know, whatever months, let's say, how is it possible for these people to realize their, you know, their weight loss goals, if you will, if they're actually still eating those foods that they associate with being fat?
Well, first of all, let me just say that anything you deprive yourself of, you have just created a ruminating thought about that food item. So if your favorite food is carrot cake and you've decided carrot cake puts weight on you and you want to lose weight so you're not going to have carrot cake anymore, you're going to keep thinking about not having carrot cake. Your brain is going to filter for carrot cake and you're going to notice carrot cake everywhere you go.
Right.
So you're setting yourself up for this, you know, incredible experience to end up eating too much carrot cake, because here's where the food lies come in. So I've not eaten carrot cake for a week, and I see carrot cake at this luncheon that I've attended, and it looks so fantastic, and I haven't had it in a week, so I start telling myself, it's okay that I eat that. I haven't eaten it in a week. I've gone 7 full days. That's fine. I've already lost a few pounds. This one piece of over-portioned cake is not going to hurt me. And because I haven't had it in so long and I rationalize that I deserve it, not only do I eat the whole piece, but I lick the plate clean. If I would have just let myself have a few bites when I had the thought or when I, you know, saw it and it looked really good, I would have satisfied that need without eating very much at all, most times not even a full serving, and realized that it's not something I want to eat very much of because it isn't helping me achieve my goal. But it's not something I'm focused on, so
right.
It's no longer constantly in my mind.
So, Kelly, then correct me if I'm wrong about this, because I'm going to talk about the way you're thinking, at least I think the way you're thinking. So you're saying that don't take all of the foods, some of your favorite foods, out of your cupboards and out of your house if you're planning on losing fat. Keep them in, but just in smaller quantities, and if people want them, just have a few bites.
Now, here's I get kind of specific about the deprivation.
Okay.
While I'm a dessert person, and I actually do love carrot cake, I do not keep it in my house. because I know if I do have it in my house, it's that constant temptation that now it's always in my mind if I'm looking at it constantly, you know. And so I reserve those treats, those special foods that I love, to be in public places or, you know, luncheon experiences, different social experiences, so that I can enjoy them there. But I don't keep them at home. I keep the healthy food that I want to eat at home and in my pantry because that's what I'm constantly looking at and constantly seeing. So I'm conditioning myself to that healthy habit that I want to have.
Okay.
It's treating yourself, basically, when you're out.
Right, and I think the same thing applies for chocolate, because believe it or not, I think, you know, maybe it's the it's the female chemistry side of me that, because I crave chocolate, I love chocolate, but I find I can have an organic dark chocolate bar in my fridge for a couple of months. I'm not joking. I get a craving, I take one little piece off, and I suck it, I take time, I enjoy it, I close my eyes, I have the experience, I don't just swallow it, and that's all I need. I find if I just have that, that's all I need. It feels absolutely fantastic, and I don't feel guilty. You're listening to Transforming Health with Brad King. We're talking to psychotherapist today, Kelly Stallings. Her book, Life is Mental, Think Thin to Live Thin. We're going to be talking about something very interesting when we get back. It's called spontaneous exercise. Wonder what that's about. We'll be right back.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Did you know that the environment may play an ever-increasing role in a sluggish metabolism, which can lead to reduced energy and weight gain? The good news is that the Ultimate Her Energy and Ultimate Male Energy can help combat these negative effects. Please visit www.awakenyourbody.com. to find out how you can once again look, feel, and perform in a youthful manner. Are you in pain? Do you want more energy? A stronger immune system? Rarely does nature reveal a therapeutic agent so incredible that medical researchers and the people who try it are astounded by its health-enhancing benefits. Introducing Leaf Source, a mineral product that is derived from a 100% natural, organic, prehistoric seabed deposit. To find out how Leaf Source can help you, visit www.leafsource.com.
Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. The show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back to Transforming Health with Brad King, and we are talking to Kelly Stallings today. Incredible book, Life is Mental. And by the way, if you need more information on Kelly Stallings or her program, Think Thin to Live Thin, www.lifeismental.com. That's a great website, by the way. Lifeismental.com. For years, scientists have been trying to figure out exactly what it is about regular exercise that imparts so many beneficial reactions upon the body and the mind. And what they found may actually surprise you. It turns out that some of the most powerful benefits of exercise may actually come from how the exercise affects one's self-confidence. Researchers from the University of Illinois have discovered that the higher a person's self-belief, self-worth, the more likely he or she is to feel emotional benefits that are attached to the regular exercise. People who believe they are incapable of exercising might feel themselves getting tired, reach their limit earlier, or drop out of an exercise program altogether, while those with a higher belief system would actually feel great about the exercise. This may be one of the top reasons why so many people, yes, even those with the greatest of intentions, quit working out soon after beginning an exercise program. If you have a positive attitude towards exercise, you will want to exercise more. It all starts in your head. If you think you can, you most likely will. Remember that. Her book and trainings have been featured on several television news shows, radio shows, and popular magazines like American Baby and Success for Women. She's a dynamic speaker who is known for her ability to quickly engage any audience and in the process put them at ease with her warm, no-fluff personality. Once again, the author of Life is Mental, The Simple Solution for Addressing the Mental Aspect of Weight Loss. Kelly, we're coming into the final minutes of the show, and in your book, you talk about something called spontaneous exercise. I love that. It sounds very fun, but you know, what is it?
Spontaneous exercise is great for folks who don't like to exercise and resist it. It simply means the activity that you do on a normal daily basis. And so it is counting the steps that you take during your day from your car to your office. Did you take the stairs? Did you take the elevator? And it's adding those steps into your day so that you get more exercise. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Spontaneous exercise. I'm choked up about exercise.
It's because you haven't talked positively about yourself enough today.
That's right.
You need to do the radio show with a mirror in front of you, Kelly.
That's exactly right. So if you look at the actual movements that you do during the day and you give yourself credit for those steps, now all of a sudden you're starting from a positive place. And you're more likely to increase those steps by using a pedometer. So I always recommend get a pedometer. They're really cheap. Pop it on your belt and give yourself a goal to increase your steps every day. Now, what's going to happen is you're naturally going to start feeling better the more steps you take because you're getting more activity during the day, which will allow you to feel more energetic, and that starts a very positive cycle in your life so that you naturally want to take more steps. You want to feel more energy. You feel better about yourself, and it just continues. And before you know it, you're in a gym or an exercise class that you never thought you'd be in.
So baby steps.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I believe in giving ourselves credit for every possible thing we can because it's easier to build on a positive basis than starting from a negative place.
You know, I absolutely love that, and I'm going to be honest, I'm completely guilty of that, of not really rewarding myself when I achieve something. You know, we were talking off the air, and I was telling you that I had just finished my, I finished my 10th book. I'm working on an 11th book right now, and I really realized about a year ago that I've never really taken any time to celebrate the achievement of even writing a book, you know, finishing a book. It's always, okay, well, I finished that book. There's so many other books I need to write. I've got to get on to that next book. And I don't think that's a very healthy thing to do. I really do think you do need to take time and celebrate. I mean, would you not agree with that?
I totally agree with that. Again, that celebration really marks, success, reaching a goal. And it naturally catapults you with that much more energy to set your next goal that much higher.
Okay. We were talking about diet. We were talking about some of your strategies for maybe not abstaining completely from some of your favorite foods. I look at it as the risk versus rewards syndrome. You know, I remember when I was a kid, I used to love donuts. I cannot put a donut in my mouth. I haven't probably in 15 or 20 years because I realize all of the crap that goes into the donuts. And I just realize there's a lot of things that would taste just as good, if not better, that aren't as crappy for you as a donut. So I don't eat those donuts. But I think a lot of us associate these foods with something positive within our lives. I mean, I remember when I used to play sports when I was a lot younger and, let's say I scored a goal or I did something really good for the team. And I remember in order to celebrate, and a lot of people can probably relate to this, you know, my father would bring me out to a fast food restaurant like McDonald's, and I would associate with that with something really positive. And to this day, even though I'd never eat at a McDonald's, I drive by a McDonald's and go, wow, that smells pretty good. And I can't believe I'm saying it, but it's there. You know, what do you have to offer for people? Because you have some tips. You have actually three easy practical techniques that my listeners can take home with them if they're eating away from home. And what are those?
eating away from home, if you're just forced to eat at some sort of restaurant or maybe not the healthiest place, know ahead of time that their portion sizes are huge. And we're visual eaters, so when you see that big plate of food, you're going to eat more than you normally would just because we assess it with our eyes first and decide how much we can eat. So start by either sharing with someone so that you're eating a healthier portion size, you're not taking in as many calories that way, you're controlling it. Ask the waiter to box up half the meal before they bring it to the table so that the chef or the cook will still plate it nicely for you, but you're only going to get a half the serving, which is going to be a more healthier serving. If you're not in a situation where you can share, obviously a business lunch, you're not going to share your food with your client.
Yeah, one drink, two straws, please.
Exactly.
Very professional.
That's right. And the third one is also not one that I would use with a client, but it's to contaminate half your food. So if you're in a situation where you can't get it boxed up and you can't share with someone, literally scoot half of your portions to one side of your plate and, you know, use sugar or salt or something on
or
that.
Or just carry a little bit of salmonella with you at all times.
That'll work. Most restaurants now are really good about boxing up half your food in the back before they bring it to you. That really is my favorite.
I thought you were going to say most restaurants are really good about having just a little bit of salmonella. Not a fun thing to think of, but hey, there's a good thing to think of, actually, if you're eating and you don't want to eat the other fruit. Think of salmonella for a second, and you know it will completely turn you off of the meal. Kelly, I've had an absolute ball with you today. I think you're absolutely amazing. I love your principles. They align with a lot of my principles as well. So I wish you much success, and I'd love to have you back on the show in the future. And I think what we're going to do is get you to, you spoke about interest in writing a few articles for www.awakenyourbody.com. I really think it's a good marriage of having that mental, physiological, and the psychological aspects of fat loss. So I want to thank you very much for that. How can people get in touch with you?
Well, they can hit my website at www.lifeismental.com. There is a link there to send me an email if you'd like to ask any questions or just connect with me directly. And all of the information about my book and training materials is online as well.
Kelly, thank you so much. This is Brad King for Transforming Health. And tune in next week. We are going to have a New York Times bestselling author, and we're going to continue on the topic of successful fat loss for life. We'll be back then. Take care. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you for tuning in to Transforming Health with Brad King. Be sure to join us again next Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Looking forward to next week. Now, with your newfound energy, go out and make it work for you.